12.18. Writing. Alexander Fleming.
Alexander Fleming was born in 1881 in Ayrshire, Scotland, where his father, who died when Alexander was 7, worked as a farmer. After leaving school, Fleming worked as a shipping clerk in London for 4 years. However, he inherited some money when he was 20 and enrolled at St. Mary's Hospital School in order to pursue his interest in medicine. On completing his medical degree in 1908, winning gold medal as the top medical student, he joined the research team at St. Mary's. During the First World War, Fleming served in the Medical Corps in France, working in a hospital set up in a casino in Boulogne. There he saw many soldiers die from wound infections and consequently decided to specialise in this area of medicine. Once the war was over, Fleming returned to St. Mary's and thereafter applied himself to research into bacteria. On September the 28th, 1928, having just returned from a holiday, Fleming was cleaning Petri dishes in his laboratory so that he could reuse them. Owing to his general untidiness, the dishes had been left out in the warm laboratory for a month and were therefore covered in bacteria as well as mould. As Fleming picked up one dish, he noticed that no bacteria were growing around the mould, so he decided to study it in case it proved to be an antibacterial agent. Although Fleming discovered the world's first antibiotic, penicillin, it was two other researchers, Florey and Chain, who found a way to bring it to mass production in 1942, thus changing the face of modern medicine. By the time of the D-Day landings in 1944, enough penicillin had been produced to treat all of the wounded Allied forces in World War II.